Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Hey, you crazy Real Nerds listeners. I am joined by Brad.
Hey.
And usually we do a movie a week, but we're doing something a little different as we are here on March 2nd, 2025, and we are watching the Oscars together.
Oh my God, I'm watching the Oscars? That thing I rail on every year?
I know. It's okay to like things, Brad, and celebrate film. But so what we're doing is we are going to be doing this live. And we're going to be talking after each award is presented. And we have a ballot that we have where we have, you know, what we think, what we want to win and what we think is going to win was the plan. But my wife and kid filled out ballots, so I don't have another one.
There should be a bunch of them. What's happened?
So that's basically what we're going to do in each category. There's 23 categories. Are you ready to do this, Brad?
Yeah. We'll fast forward through the editing of the podcast so you don't have to sit through the whole 3 hours
watching the show. Yeah, this won't be a bunch of quiet, and then we come on. Brad will always edit it. He will play us off after every award in one way or another.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll just comment. Like after every award, they'll like go to commercial, I think, or most of them.
Yeah.
And so in that time, we'll explain like, you know, how we did on the ballot. We'll catch up like versus, you know, we'll tabulate scores, and we'll have comments on like, hey, this guy had a good speech or something, or
or if they do one or two, basically every commercial break we'll talk
catch
about
up,
it.
Yeah.
So we just, the very first award was quick.
Yeah,
it was actor in a supporting role, and I thought this one was pretty easy based on what's been happening in the award circuit. Kieran Culkin won it for A Real Pain, and that's what I picked. Would win.
Yeah, me too. So we're off to a good start. Would you want to win?
I don't even really know. What did you want to win?
I actually put the Uroboros off from Anora.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, he enters the movie and you don't think he's like going to be an important character, and then he just kind of steals the show. So. Yeah, but yeah. Also Kieran Culkin, I watched A Real Pain, and like he is the heart and soul of that movie.
Yeah, it's just interesting because. Edward Norton, Guy Pearce, those are, you know, really famous actors, but it really didn't seem that it was going to be a big surprise that Kieran Culkin won. So that's the first one, yeah. Actor in a supporting role.
Kieran Culkin also was sharing that category with his, I forgot the show name, or the HBO Succession,
yeah.
His co-star Jeremy Strong. So that's gotta be a little awkward.
Yeah.
But
I wonder too, if Jeremy Strong maybe didn't win because people don't like him in Hollywood because he's such a method actor, because people complain about him all the time.
Well, I was thinking that too for Edward Norton. Like he's a good guy, but like he's also like artistically kind of difficult to work with. So, as evidenced by the Incredible Hulk, 10+ years ago. But again, like that's a guy I thought like if they're gonna give a legacy one, it would have been him.
Yeah. So that's it for the first award. Stay tuned for, I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know the running order, do you?
No, they're all over the place. I think all we know is that every year it's at least best picture or best.
Usually best director, the best
picture. Best director, best picture, yeah. So those usually.
So we'll check back in after the next award.
Also, Conan had a great opening.
Oh, yeah, Conan was great. his joke.
Wasting time.
Just wasting time. And they got the right person to host because obviously he's been a host of a TV show for over 30 years, and now he does a podcast that he's brilliant on. So.
Yeah, and his opening with crawling out of Demi Moore's body.
Yeah, that
brilliant.
Was great. Yeah, cool. So, We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Bye. And we're back. Two more have been handed out. And this is the screenplay category. Best original screenplay went to Anora.
Yeah.
A very popular film that I think has a chance to be the best picture because it's one of those ones that I think a lot of people like. And with the preferential ballot, you know, if a lot enough people put it high enough up, it's going to eventually, you know, outweigh some things.
You keep saying this preferential ballot term. I've never heard that before.
So it's because you don't pick, you pick like your top five favorite films and how.
Oh,
you,
okay. Yeah. Like ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, I picked The Substance because I just wanted to see it win because it's insane. And then the adapted screenplay went to Conclave, which actually doesn't surprise me either. That seems like it's kind of a movie that the Academy goes gaga for. Big actor piece, you know, really great actors in it. Drama, intrigue. Did you pick both of those right, Brad?
I did.
You're on a roll right now. How many have you actually missed?
I've only missed one, Flow.
Wow.
Which kills me because that's the one I wanted to win, and I didn't think it would.
I'm on the exact opposite. I've only gotten two right so far.
Well, it probably would have helped if you'd watched the movies.
Yeah.
Adapted screenplay, adapted screenplay, I figured, yeah, Conclave. It just, like, it's such a traditional, like, dad movie.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a lot of times what that award goes to. And then original, I think if there was any award that Anora is going to win, it was that one. Because, like, the director is also the writer.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm thinking he's not going to win Best Picture.
Huh.
Because he's got that one, but we'll see.
Yep. Again, it's hard when there's 10 nominees.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So we're up to date again.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon. So we're back. We just saw the tribute to James Bond. You know, good music. I had no idea who any of those people were. Did you know any of them?
I know Doja Cat because it's on a playlist that we do at The Bug.
Mm.
I don't know the name of the song, but I'm sure you've heard it.
Oh, I'm sure I have, too.
Yeah, and Ray was on SNL.
And then
like
who
earlier
was
this year, I think.
Before everybody? Lisa. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know Lisa. But
we're also old and we're white, so maybe that's probably why we don't know.
Yeah, we're out of touch for sure.
Through about 20 minutes, they did give out another award. I will say that Scarlett Johansson and
June Squibb
were really good.
Yeah. All the jokes in general are really fun, I think.
Yeah, they've been fun today. And it was for Best Makeup and Hairstyling, which went to The Substance.
I know.
Which, the makeup in that movie is incredible.
That was my, like, wanted to, so.
Which one did you pick would win?
I thought they would give it to Wicked.
Me too.
Again, I thought these, like, styling categories would just sweep, but.
I think it's a product of there is no movie this year where you can point to and say, yeah, that's the best movie of the year.
Across,
you know,
the board, yeah.
It's not like Saving Private Ryan. Oh.
But I do like the past couple of years, they have been spreading it around more. Like,
yeah.
No one's really sweeping too much.
You know, I was reading an article, I think it was on Variety, and they said that's because the Academy started being more diverse and giving it to younger voters. And you go, wow, so we won't get weird stuff like Crash winning Best Picture. And when they win, everybody goes, what?
So, yeah, that was it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so maybe hopefully in the next 20 minutes will be more than just one award.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon. All right. So we got a couple more categories out of the way. Best editing went to Sean Baker in Anora. I didn't know he was the editor as well.
Yeah. Director, writer, and editor.
That's quite the trio.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other person I know that does that is Kevin Smith.
yeah, he's writing his speech like he shot a bunch of stuff that probably sucked and he saved it in the edit.
And he's probably right, you know, and that's got to be a hard thing to do because when you're the writer and the director, you know, on set, he thinks that he got it right. And then he goes back and he says, oh, maybe I need to edit this better. And
or, yeah, you're just like, you know, you're doing it well. But then like something in like the editing, you're just like, oh, like. I can make this better, like, posthumously, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And also, like, it's, like, an indie film, so it's, like, you know, there's not a team. It's, like, yeah, very narrow creative control on it.
Yeah, because I was talking about, when I was watching The Gift, that Sam Raimi has two editors, and he has each of them edit the film, and then he picks the ones that, from each editor, what he likes the most. And I think that's an interesting way of doing it, too.
Yeah.
And the other one was an actress in a supporting role, and that went to Zoe Saldana.
Saldana.
Thank you. For Emilia Perez, something I haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie either. Yeah, she must be good. I mean, she's had a great career anyway, so she's probably good in it. But yeah. But yeah, I was surprised. I did not think she would get it.
Yeah.
Who else was in there?
Yeah, I picked Ariana Grande just because I thought she had a lot of fun in the in Wicked.
Yeah. I thought it would probably be either Isabella Rossellini because she's had like a legendary career. Mm-hmm. I actually picked Felicity Jones just because I saw The Brutalist and
she great in it.
She's great in it. Yeah. So like a really very dramatic, intense performance. So.
Nice. Cool. So, looks like before we broke for commercial, it said that they're going to do some music next. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back. Heidi ho, neighborinos. We're back yet again. And we have two more, right?
Yeah.
Things to talk about. And the first
editing
is, no, we did editing, right? We did editing last
we did
night.
You're right.
Which one did I miss?
Well, definitely we just did music. Supporting actress?
No, we did that one. So just music?
Oh my god. No, we did two things happened.
Was it production design?
Yes.
Cool. So production design was the first one. We're so on it. It went to Wicked. Which, when they were doing the little preview thing and you saw how things were being built, Conclave's church, I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, across the board, like, I'm glad the production design was awarded to people who did it, like, on location.
Yeah.
And built it by
Not
hand.
Not just, you know, green screens.
Exactly.
So it was nice to see. And it helps in the movies. Like, when it's tangible, whether it's Wicked, when they go to, you know, the university or see the wizard, I mean, it makes a difference in the look of the film. So,
like, I thought they shot in Vatican City for Conclave, but it makes sense that they didn't.
Yeah, I picked Dune because I, you know, just how it looked, and I mean, you're creating a world, and I thought it was really impressive.
That's the one I wanted to win just because it looks so good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
And then the best original song went to El Mal from Emilia Perez, which is. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't play any of the songs in their entirety on the show, so we just heard like little snippets of it, and that movie had two songs in the category, so usually when movies have like two in the same category, they cancel each other out.
Yeah.
And like Diane Warren is nominated again. She still didn't win.
Yeah, and hers, actually, when they were, you know, playing it, I go, oh, okay, this has like some beat to it. The most pretentious speech goes to the people that won, where some lady just started singing the title of the movie. So
probably out of protest for not being able to perform it live.
Maybe.
So
get off the stage. They did play her off too. Yeah. That's the first person that's been played off. Everyone else they've let, you know, maybe run a little long because the speeches have been pretty good so far.
Yeah, we're about 2 hours in.
Yeah.
And I think we have like 50% of the categories read. So
we're going to have to step on it.
See you at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll be back. Okay, so we've had two more.
All right, Celia, if you move.
They're both the documentaries that I have not seen any, so I just randomly picked one. The documentary short that won was The Only Girl in the Orchestra. I picked Death by Numbers because it sounded like the coolest one. Which one did you pick, Brad?
I picked The Only Girl in the Orchestra.
You fucker.
But just at random because I haven't seen any of the documentary shorts or features, so.
All right. So the documentary feature that won is, darn it, I lost.
No Other Land.
Yeah. Which looks interesting. It's co-produced by Israelis and Palestinians about the conflict that they're experiencing. I randomly just picked The Porcelain War, but now that I saw what that's about, that maybe it's one that we should watch.
It's more obvious, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked soundtrack to A Coup d'Etat, like I said, just because it's been advertised to me through Kino Lorber as a Blu-ray.
So, yeah.
So I was like, oh, it must be important.
So, you know, I feel like we're really like the Academy for these things, because I always love the article that the Hollywood Reporter runs. It's a brutally honest Oscar ballot. And they always say, yeah, I didn't see any of these, so I'm just going to pick the one I think should win.
Yeah, I know someone in this movie, so yeah. That's why I picked it. Yeah.
So that we are really harnessing our inner Hollywood on that, Brad.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, if I had time to go watch the docs at the sea or something, I would have, but they just don't show it a lot.
Yeah. But shout out for Conan O'Brien for bringing the sandworms twice into the...
It's a rule of comedy. Yeah. If you spend a lot of money on a gag, you need to do it more than once.
Yeah, because the sandworm made an appearance playing the piano in the opening Wasting Time number, and then it was playing the harp in the orchestra just now. So good job, Conan. Way to bring your humor totally into the Oscars.
Yeah, I'm loving the humor of this whole show.
Yeah, it's like, good.
Pretty much all the jokes are landing.
Yep, good job, Conan. Talk to you soon. So we're doing a lot of visual stuff now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started with the sound.
Which used to be two categories that they folded into one.
Yeah. Dune Part 2 won it. Not surprising. Actually, that's the one I picked to
win
it.
Same.
I remember sitting in the theater and when that sandworm part and the whole theater is shaking and the design is pretty incredible. You can feel the weight of the movie in that part.
Yeah, everything feels real.
Yep. And also, Best Visual Effects. Dune also won for Best Visual Effects.
Yeah, Alien Romulus is cool because it had a lot of practical stuff.
Yeah.
But like, Dune felt like, even though a lot of it was digital, it still felt real, which, you know, like Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is amazing, but like, it has cracks, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I picked as an upset Kingdom because I thought just the sheer volume and how they created the characters was so impressive. So, but I'm not upset that Dune won. I think visually it was a very impressive film.
And I think Weta's like won for an Apes movie in the past, so it's probably like...
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, what was the last one? Battle? I think it won for Battle or something.
War? Okay. War, I think.
Yeah.
So, they've probably gotten, the recognition before.
Well, Weta, yeah, for sure. They definitely probably won for The Lord of the Rings. Because Return of the King, I think, won all 11 awards it was nominated for, so not that surprising. So we've gone through quite a bit. They started combining a couple awards, so they've knocked out four in the last 15 minutes. So looks like they're picking up the pace.
Yeah, a lot of what's left is the big ones. So
yeah, they had a fun little bit with Conan and the firefighters.
Yeah,
where they made fun of Joker 2, which. That firefighter, man, he had good timing. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
A quick one, Brad. The winner for Best Live Action Short is I'm Not a Robot, which I picked.
Yeah.
Just
look
because.
At you, just guessing.
Just guessing. Sometimes it just works out.
Yeah. I picked. The Last Ranger, which is about rhino horn harvesting.
Oh.
So I thought that was going to be a... But I've seen I'm Not a Robot, and it's like a really clever story about this girl who goes to work one day and then finds out like she can't get through like security on her computer because it's throwing the fact that she's a robot back at her. But she believes she's a human, so she tries to investigate what the hell's going on.
Cool. So... a really quick one, just like the...
Yeah, they split the half of this one with the In Memoriam, which we saw a bunch of dead people.
Yeah.
And...
Yep, Gene Hackman died on well, he died a couple weeks before Wednesday, but he wasn't found until Wednesday.
Wasn't discovered, declared dead until...
Well, I'm just saying the truth.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah, tragic.
Yeah, I've been on a scene where someone's been dead that long. It's gross. They, like, melt into the ground and shit. And then when you move them, like, their skin falls off. It's disgusting.
And there's three of that in this one.
Yep. Hey, happy times until we talk again. Hey, we're burning through some more.
Yeah.
Cinematography was a bullshit one because you pick something and then you said, wait, he's already won. I'm going to change this.
Yeah, I thought.
Which is total garbage.
Yeah, I picked Greg Fraser for Dune thinking that he'd never won and this was his time. And then they announced it right before they announced it. So I was like, oh, I'm picking The Brutalist. And that's what won.
Yeah, and The Brutalist won, which I guess makes sense when you're a cinematographer for a 3.5 hour long movie.
Yeah, and it is really, like, beautiful. So.
And they also announced the international feature, which I got right, from Brazil, which they said is the first Brazil feature to win. Or I guess Brazilian. I'm Still Here. And I don't know what it's about, but I read Variety, and they said that one should win.
Yeah.
So I went with what I read.
It's about this woman who's just, like, holding it together, and, like, there's, like, a authoritarian occupation happening, and instead of, like, hiding in the shadows, she just, like, presents as, like, along with it to save her family or something. So
yeah, I do know that it's playing at the Alamo a lot right now.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening to Catherine Heigl. She does Depends for, or Maxi Pads commercials, because she's such a bitch and no one wanted to work with her. Way to ruin your career, Catherine Heigl.
That's why Harrison Ford's not here tonight. He has shingles.
He does have the shingles, Harrison.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was going to, like, if they were going to give it to Emilia Perez, that was going to be the one as the international feature. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it still seems it could happen.
I wanted Flo again, but.
That would have been awesome.
But, yeah, it was highly unlikely. That
I have learned, you know, because obviously I'm not very good at picking them right now. But I have learned if an animated film wins Best Animated Feature and it's also nominated for Best Picture, it won't win.
It's done for the night.
And so, if a movie's nominated in two categories, they're not going to nominate it. Because it's almost as if the voters say, you know what? I've already voted this for, you know, Animated Feature. I'm not doing it for Best International.
Yeah. Unless you're a technical category.
Yeah. All right, so it looks like we're starting to get to the last kind of big ones left.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up pretty soon here.
Yep. So we just had one in this last little... they just did a tribute to Quincy Jones, which I was introduced to Quincy Jones because I like Michael Jackson, and he produced his first three kind of big solo albums, Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. And there's these great extended versions of it where he does interviews on it. He talks about how he finds the inspiration for the music and the beat and stuff. It's really cool. If you have an opportunity, seek out when he does interviews with him. The original score was given to The Brutalist, which you picked as well.
I did.
You know, for someone who hates the Oscars, you seem to know a lot about it. I think you're a closet Oscar lover.
No, I've just seen the movies, and I think I could be in the Academy and judge. Like,
you should be in the Academy.
Yeah, I could be, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
I just have to get, like, a Directors Guild welcome or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's, like, I've seen The Brutalist, Conclave, Wicked, and The Wild Robot in that category, and The Brutalist is the one I can hum. So
that's, you know, part of it.
And it's like the smallest part, like, it's just, it's like that other movie, what was it, The War, All Look Quiet on the Western Front? Mm-hmm. People were laughing at it because it's like two notes, mm-hmm. and it won. So I kind of like did that with The Brutalist. Oh, of like, yeah. The Brutalist has like these repeatable notes that are just like, oh, that's pretty memorable, so he'll probably win.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that we're coming up towards the end. The big awards, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, and Best Picture are the only ones left. We will be recapping those soon.
Let's do it.
A couple of big awards just got handed out, Brad.
Yeah, we're one more commercial break, and I think that's it. Yeah, we did Best Actor and Best Director.
Yeah, Best Actor, which I picked, is Adrian Brody for The Brutalist.
Yeah, and he gave a really long speech.
He really did.
And told the orchestra to fuck off.
Yeah, he did, and they go, okay. And I mean, he had a lot of good things to say, but it took him a long time to say them. I get that he's probably overcome with emotion, and but he did say a lot of good things. So
yeah,
he's one of those guys too that's always really good in the film. And I guess it has been 20 years since he got nominated or won again. And
yeah, yeah, his speech kind of felt like he was feeling outcast, but like I said, yeah. I've seen him in a lot of stuff since The Pianist.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Predators.
Yeah, exactly. Award-winning Predators. I actually think that was nominated for Best like Visual Effects or something.
Probably, yeah.
And we also got Best Director, which went to Sean Baker for Nora, his third individual statue. All the major things he did, writing, editing, and directing.
All by himself, yeah.
It kind of pointing to Nora winning Best Picture.
Although sometimes they split Best Director and Best Picture as famously as Steven Spielberg and Saving Private Ryan.
True.
So we'll see. But yeah, I figured Brady Corbet for The Brutalist. And
I know, that's what I picked. Just reading, I mean, I haven't seen the film, but I heard it only cost $10 million.
Yeah.
And how he was able to pull it off. It might be a movie I blind buy just because.
I mean, the A24 special edition is great.
I know. I can get them at Walmart or Barnes & Noble now, so they're easy to get.
But yeah, it's like this four-hour American epic, and it's for a guy who's kind of like, I don't know, he's had a couple of films so far, like Sean Baker, but it's incredible. Like, I don't know how they did it for that little.
So we're coming down to the last two, so the next time we talk, we will know the best picture, according to the Academy, of 2024.
And we'll wrap it up.
Well, Brad, we made it to the end of the 2024 Oscars, and in one of the shocking upsets of the night, Mikey Madison won for Best Actress in a leading role. A lot of people had Demi Moore going in because, one, she's amazing in the film, and two, she was kind of the sentimental pick, you know.
Yeah, well, she was cleaning up in all the other, like, awards.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, a lot of times sentimental picks do win, whether it's Robert Downey Jr. last year. I know a lot of people got behind him. Now I'm more excited that I totally blind bought Anora because it also won Best Picture of the Year.
You didn't wait for the 50% off sale?
Nah, it's fine. It'll drop. And I mean, it doesn't come out, I think, for 2 months, but
yeah. No, it's a good movie. It's fun.
Yeah, so
I'll get it when it's 50% off. But yeah, I didn't think like a small feature like that would beat out like an epic like The Brutalist or Conclave. Like, Conclave just seemed like such a juggernaut going in.
Yeah, and it seems that it'd be the film that would be picked to win. But, I mean, I think we got to start recognizing that, you know, over the last few years, the Oscar voters have gotten younger and more diverse. And you can see that whether it's leading actors or the films that are being nominated, because even stuff like Dune Part 2, which is a really good movie, for it to actually get into the Best Picture conversation, I think has a lot to do with the younger, more diverse Academy, which I think they needed. Because it gets people to tune in, you know? It's not whatever four movies the Weinstein Company put out.
Yeah. But, like, should you be voting to, like, make the show more entertaining, or should you be voting for the merit of the stuff itself? It's the question, I
yeah,
guess.
I think that's always going to be the question too, because.
But how do you really judge
the
stuff?
Yeah, it's hard to determine because, you know, some movies that have really high, you know, tomato meter stuff, because, you know, that's an aggregate of all the critics, which you think if it's the highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes for the year that all the critics would like it, but they're not part of the Academy. So it is interesting when movies like that sneak through too, because like I said, I haven't seen Emilia Perez, but that just also shows you that the Academy Awards is still, a lot has to do with the campaign and how they push a certain film. I mean, I read articles after the, what would you call it? The, what's the word I'm looking for when it's, something bad happens, or my brain's not working, but basically Emilia Perez got bad press and, controversy, and it could never recover from it. So any last words for the, 2024 Academy Awards?
Now you're talking about Netflix, like spending so much money to campaign and everything. And in the end, like Sean Baker, indie company, like they took home a ton of the awards.
Yeah.
So fewer, you know, Emilia Perez, 13 nominations. It was a big surprise for them. But again, at the end of the day, they took home a bunch as like an indie outfit. And, I think it's a statement of saying like, hey, you can't buy your way to prestige here.
At the end of the day, just make a good movie. Yeah. And people will respond to it.
I'm sure there's some aspects of Emilia Perez that are great. Obviously, Zoe Saldana is fantastic. But, yeah.
Awesome. So, thanks, everybody, for listening to our Oscar...
bonus episode.
Bonus episode, whilst the Oscars were going on. Stay tuned, because this week, our film of the week is Paddington in Peru. So, we'll be reviewing that at some point this week. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies. Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast, Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it.